Politicians buy more time on a conversion law in Malaysia. Amid turmoil throughout the Middle East and North Africa, Ramadan's set to begin, and Haitian kids learn that God knows them by name. It's an exciting story, along with several others, coming your way on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A controversial religion bill in Malaysia was dropped after the cabinet revolted. Ian Chai, our Facebook friend in Malaysia, has been keeping us up to date. Even though it was withdrawn, the issue isn't dead yet. We spoke with Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton.
There's already very significant challenges to evangelism, particularly among the Muslim Malay people in Malaysia already. This just potentially adds another wrinkle to the challenges and even oppression and persecution that are already there.
As it was written, the bill allows one parent to change their child's religion without the other parent's consent.
That could affect a lot of things within their culture. The ID cards for every person in Malaysia include their religious affiliation. So if you're a Muslim, it says on your ID card, I'm a Muslim. And it's very difficult to get that change, particularly if it says Muslim.
The government wanted more time for a complete review, and the bill may take a different form in the future. So please keep praying. Next, tomorrow marks the start of Ramadan. It's the Muslim holy month where followers of Islam pay special attention to finding truth. Some focus on the Quran's commands to eliminate Christians, resulting in increased persecution. Ministries are calling believers around the world to pray during this time. 30 days of prayer for the Muslim world is specifically designed to help you do just that. You can get your copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Put yourself in this scenario. You're a young person from a rural village in Central Asia. There's no work, so you travel to the city in search of work but have no job skills. And the only work you can find is as a day laborer. What then? Baptist Global Response is providing an answer. They've just launched an apprentice training program in Central Asia, and they're providing job skills training for 8 young men. Pray that the integrity and the work ethic displayed in this project will be noticed, and pray for gospel opportunities. Meanwhile, 2 Congolese villages had deaf ears to the gospel for years. Islam and witchcraft had held sway over the villagers. But last month, the message of Christ got through to them in a radical way. A Mission Aviation Fellowship local staff member shows the Jesus film around the Democratic Republic of Congo. Ron Wismer with MAF says the staff member had an idea to reach these 2 closed villages.
He suggested to me that we should try it at a larger venue.
They showed the Jesus film in both villages. One village packed a football stadium for the showing. Over 200 people accepted Christ. Local pastors are following up with new believers. Please keep MAF and the Congo in your prayers.
Pray for safety of the teams that go out and do the Jesus film showing, and then obviously prepare the hearts of those who are seeing it. And then to help these people not only see the Jesus film, be moved, be changed, but then to be plugged into the local church where they can be discipled.
And graduation's typically a good thing, right? Well, not when you're an orphan in Russia. MNN's Greg Yoder is there and has this report.
That word means they're aging out of the orphanage and have to take care of themselves. Many don't have money. If they do, they don't know how to manage it, how to buy clothes or groceries, or even how to make decisions. Many end up homeless, hungry, and worse, involved in crime and prostitution. The Orphan Outreach Orphan Graduate Program addresses those physical needs through your funding. OO's Director of Programs, Amy Norton.
We have sponsors who provide $36 a month to support a graduate, and it goes towards the most urgent needs that they have.
Norton says they also find other kinds of support, which affects their eternity.
We really want them to be plugged into the church and have mentors from the church.
They're coming to Christ. Find 3 orphan graduate stories and links to help at missionnetworknews.org. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, St. Petersburg, Russia.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and helps you understand how you can make a difference. Share it with your church or your Bible study. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.